WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Spartan mindset guide. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know that feeling when deadlines are piling up, notifications are blowing up, and your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China? Yeah, me too. But listen, we don't have to be slaves to stress. Today, we're diving into some serious mindfulness techniques that can help you chill out, reclaim control, and actually enjoy the ride, even when things get crazy. Because let's face it, in this day and age, anxiety is practically a superpower. Everyone's trying to unlock, not exactly a good thing. It's like our brains are wired for overload. Every ping, every update, every email feels like an emergency. But what if I told you there are ways to silence that inner alarm system, to find that calm oasis in the middle of the chaos? So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some powerful tools. First off, let's talk about deep breathing. Sounds basic, right? It's like your brain's reset button. When stress hits, our breath gets shallow and fast. Deep, intentional breaths actually trigger your body's relaxation response. You know, the one that helps you unwind after a good run or a killer workout. Simple, but seriously effective. Aim for 4 seconds in, hold it for 4, and release slowly for 6. Repeat until your mind feels like a Zen garden. Second, grounding techniques. Ever notice how walking barefoot on grass makes everything feel better? That's your nervous system saying, thank you. Grounding is about connecting with the present moment using your senses. Pay attention to the textures around you, that cozy blanket, the coolness of your coffee mug, even the sound of birds chirping outside. It's like a digital detox for your mind. Third, meditation. Now, I'm not talking about chanting mantras and sitting on a mountaintop. Start small. Just 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. When thoughts pop up, and they will, just acknowledge them gently and redirect your attention back to your breath. Think of it like training your brain to be less reactive. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. This one might seem cheesy, but hear me out. Focusing on what you're thankful for actually shifts your entire mindset. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things every day that made you smile, big or small. It could be anything, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation, even just sunshine warming your face. And finally, movement. Exercise isn't just about building muscles. It's about releasing stress hormones and boosting endorphins. Find something you enjoy, dancing, yoga, hiking, even just taking a brisk walk. Moving your body gets those feel-good chemicals flowing, leaving you feeling lighter and more in control. Let me tell you a story that really hits home. I remember this one time when I was drowning in deadlines, emails, and general chaos. My mind felt like a broken record, replaying the same anxieties over and over. I was about to lose it. But then, I took a deep breath, remembered my mindfulness tools, and stepped outside for a short walk. I focused on the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds chirping, the feel of the breeze on my skin. It was like hitting the reset button. By the end of that walk, I felt calmer, clearer, and more ready to tackle those tasks with a fresh perspective. See? It really works. So there you have it. 5 powerful mindfulness techniques to help you conquer stress and anxiety. Remember, this isn't about being perfect or achieving some mythical state of Zen. It's about incorporating these practices into your everyday life, one small step at a time. Now, I want to hear from you. Which technique resonates the most with you? What are your go-to strategies for dealing with stress? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and shared wisdom. And don't forget, every day is an opportunity to train your mind, live free, and dominate your own life. Stay savage, my friends. I'll catch you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.